The garage sale. When you hear, start the next page.
I'm Ben, and this is my wife, Tori. We live at 31 Hope Street. This is the story of our garage sale. Chapter 1. It was a sunny Saturday in Hope Street. My sister Lee phoned from Canberra.
Can I come and stay with you next month?
She asked.
Just for a few days.
Wonderful, I said. I felt really happy. When I told my wife Tori, she wasn't so happy.
Next month? You're joking. Where's she going to sleep?
In Simon's old room, I said. Simon was our 24-year-old son. He lived in New York.
Look inside Simon's room,
said Tori.
Please, just take a look.
I opened the door of Simon's old bedroom and looked inside. I felt worried. There was a bed in the room, but I couldn't see it. There were too many things on top of the bed, next to the bed, in front of the bed, and under the bed. I could see a lot of old toys and games. I could see football boots and football jumpers. I could see 3 old CD players and 100 CDs and DVDs. I could see 2 old office chairs and an exercise ball, but I couldn't see anywhere for my sister to sleep.
We've got too many things,
said my wife.
Let's look around the rest of the house.
We looked around, really looked. She was right. The kitchen cupboards were full of plates and cups and glasses, too many for 2 people. We had 7 frying pans, 2 new ones and 5 old ones. Our wardrobe was full of old clothes and there were boxes on top of the wardrobe. Our bookcases were full of books and there were more books on top of the bookcases. There were 2 old bicycles in the carport and 6 old umbrellas in the bathroom. You're right, I said. We've got too much stuff. What are we going to do?